Uterine Dystopias, The Legacy of Dora, Pynchon and Postmodernism, Fetishes and Freaks, Strategies of Queering the Gothic. Never could I have imagined, filling out my registration at the start of the fall, how quickly these interesting courses could take on the appearance of make work, of the false tasks of investigation and organization that parents invent to keep small children busy. Only Chaucer seemed to have any substance. His writing felt particularly hard and elemental, like a lump of coal or a potato, a thing of obvious use grubbed up out of the ground. The same afternoon I had met with Brodeur, I'd started working through the Canterbury Tales, and right away had felt the thrill of mastery, perhaps because having known nothing, I actually doubled my expertise with each couplet I painstakingly muddled out. Of course he didn't mean you should catch up with all of the reading before your first day, Lawrence Pumbleton said to me now. Or he probably did, but you don't really have to. Ignore him. But I've never read any at all, and I'm coming in late. If the class wasn't so huge and so popular, I might be less worried. You have nothing to worry about. Each week you'll sit in his lecture the same as they do. I guarantee that's all you'll need. In section, you go over his lecture at a remedial pace, and you force them to make little comments. He'll be wonderful. Tilting his head back, he poured in his mouth the whole contents of the second of two dainty and conical glasses that had been sitting on the table before him, with a last shake to dislodge the olive. After calling and arranging our meeting, Lawrence had picked me up in a cream-colored two-seat Alfa Romeo convertible and driven me, as if I'd been Grace Kelly on the coast of Amalfi, to a nearly defunct ski resort on the Tompkinsville Road half an hour outside town.